That was Warzone, produced by Shane Brand of Jukebox Productions.
Yeah.
And with me in the studio is Peter Morgan.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've paired up with Shane to do most of your solo work.
Yeah.
What's the journey been like with Shane?
It's been great. I mean, Shane has been a longtime friend of the family, actually. Before he was doing Jukebox, he toured many years with the Marleys as an engineer. After the Marleys, he was with Shaggy for a while.
And Lover, man.
Yeah. And after Shaggy, he started touring with Morgan Heritage. And, you know, we've just always had a good relationship for years. He's like a brother to me. And this is something that we've wanted to do for a long time. I mean, he was really like, Peter, we should do this project. And I'm like, I wasn't really interested. I was more interested in him focusing on doing his thing as Jukebox, and, you know, which he did. And, you know, he put out that rhythm like Statement Rhythm, which featured Brooklyn Jamaica from Morgan Heritage. He put out a Confessions Rhythm, which had a big hit record by Chuck Fender called Gash the Man Lightning.
Just kind of talking about that particular song.
Yeah.
He's been in a bit of trouble, I guess controversial things have come up.
Yeah.
And that's not been the only song. He's done a song with Taurus Riley, which has hit some controversial press. Has that affected you and your music with him?
No. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just music, you know what I mean? And he's a producer. That's not what he solely does. And at the end of the day, if the artist come with a song and says that's what he wants to represent him with this song, then he's going to let the artist do what he wants to do. He's going to produce it the best way he can. But at the end of the day, it's more the artist that went under fire for those songs than Shane, the producer.
Yeah.
You understand? When we decided as a group to do the solo projects, he was the first person I called and said, Shane, I'm ready, let's do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So he was just waiting for you, basically.